Well, it needs to be shortened also because I don't think we need to spend as much time on it now that we know you don't need to. We thought at one point that your service area had to mirror exactly the levy boundaries. They don't. So we have way more flexibility than we thought we had. And I was also trying mostly because Rick wanted to make sure that we never said anything would be less than what exists today.
Right.
That we included all of that. I'm not sure if we're still there, whether we can agree that it's de minimis and we can just ignore the other items. I don't know about that yet.
Well, I don't think Rick's there.
So. I don't think Rick's there. Pretty much sure Rick's not there.
Yeah.
Well, we were tossing that around a couple meetings back.
What parts do you want taken out of the levies chapter? If it's verbose, what parts are wasted?
Lots.
That's not helpful, George.
I'm not looking at it, so I can't tell you.
I think if I remember the chapter, it's there's a lot of mechanics on how to do it, and the mechanics pieces, well, the pieces that become part of the appendix.
Some of those can go to the appendix.
But there's some important text.
The ones that are specific to our recommendations for what the fire district needs to do or what the hospital district needs to do.
And that's why Karin's saying we got to get our recommendations.
Those things need to be in there.
Right.
Some of the how do you do that, you can push
into
the appendix.
Yeah.
And I just haven't, I can't tell you better about that without looking at it.
No, of course not.
If you want me to do a highlight, like the stuff in yellow highlighter could go to the appendix. I might do that.
Yeah. I kind of thought.
Karin, do you mind?
Well, one thing, for example, I'm looking at the existing levies and taxes chapter.
Yeah.
And there is on page 10, the San Juan County, in San Juan County, the most recent lead lifts at the time of writing were in the source. And then there's a list Oregon San Juan Library District, San Juan County, San Juan County Fire Protection District number 4, and so on and so forth. Is that really necessary?
Well, not. No.
That was part of the basics of property tax section. Mm-hmm. I got sent the appendix already.
I think that's been moved, and that's it should move if it isn't. Was it 3.2?
Yeah,
3.2. Section 3.2, the whole thing, is an appendix now?
3.2.
I don't know whether you're looking at that.
I can, just a sec. 3.2.
I had my appendix taken out, so I don't know if I can.
Yeah, we did it. We did an appendectomy on 3.2. That's correct.
I originally sort of thought of the chapters themselves as appendix to the summaries on top of the chapter.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff included in there that we've since agreed needs to go to the back of the book.
Basically, the only chapter that really matters is that first chapter, and then for each of the other chapters, really only the summary matters. And the remainder of the text is just really intended for those who are really hardcore and want to know every aspect in detail.
That's going to go into our book, Mergers for Dummies.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Because you guys have been working on this for 10 months, and there are a lot of things that you guys have addressed and dealt with, and that, like George says, we did the work on it, and now we know it doesn't matter. But if you take it out because we know it doesn't matter, then they're going to do all that work over again and come to the same conclusion. And we want to avoid that because,
we are trying to jumpstart the process a little bit by saying we've already looked at that and you don't want to do it.
Or right.
We've looked at that and you do want to do it.
Right. And here's why.
And the reasons why and the way to do it, stuff like that, should be in there somewhere.
Right.
Yeah. Right. And basically, we want to try to convey what you guys have learned so that it saves them time.
But up to a point.
Yeah.
True.
We've been sitting here for every other week for almost a year. And that's a lot of stuff. Yeah. Some of it.
So it really doesn't need to be in there.
Yeah, not all of it needs to be in the document.
I agree. But if there's an obvious path that we have explored that is a non-starter, they should know that.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't waste your time.
Yeah.
Right. There are certain very technical things that could be quite alarming when you hear about them. Like, if you move EMS under fire, that lowers the statutory max of a town, whereas a freestanding EMS agency does not. It's like, oh, wow, we better work that math out. When you do the math, they realize...
Don't worry about it. We did it.
It's so far away from...
Don't worry about it.
Yes, exactly.
Move along. Just move along.
Move
nothing
along.
To see.
Move along. Exactly. So, I mean, yeah, it's technical, and it's not something that needs to be in the first chapter. It's not something that needs to be in a chapter summary, but it can be buried in a chapter somewhere.
Or in a
because it'll save someone time.
Know, and depending on how important it is,
right.
A lot of the stuff can just go.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm also assuming that if they want to explore one of these other paths, they're going to consult with us first.
Sure. So we should have a chapter in there on our consulting rate.
Well, that's going up.
Hourly rate?
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll just double what we're getting now.
Yeah, probably. Okay, never mind.
Revenue neutral, remember?
Revenue neutral. Yeah. Does that mean revenue zero, though? Really? Does it have to? Okay.
So we'll simplify that chapter then. Sounds like you guys have agreed to have Karin work on a boundaries chapter. So
yeah.
So would that be...
pulling out of levies and taxes.
Whatever
is relevant there.
There's these... Yeah, so there's the four technical chapters that we currently have, which is... licensure, levies, election, and finance. So to that, we're adding a fifth technical section, which would be boundaries. And that would probably be the first one. So we got like boundaries,
levies,
then levies, then elections, then licensure might make sense.
I would put financials at the top.
I have them written down, financials, boundaries, levies, elections, and licensing. But that's just the way I wrote them down.
That's
the
way I wrote them down.
Make
down
sense
too.
To anybody else?
Say it one more time.
I did that too.
Financials.
Okay.
Boundaries, levies, elections, and licensing.
Okay, I'm going to renumber everything then.
Knock yourself out.
So no take backs.
Okay, fine. Oh, come on. It just does it automatically. You could always start with a new number.
Or, you know, actually, I don't even need the number 8 system. It just makes it easier to refer to sections.
Yeah, it's fine.
But we could take all the numbering out in the final report.
Oh, no, you want some numbers.
Yeah. Numbers are helpful.
At least some.
And then you guys wanted, did you agree to put process then, the process?
Yeah.
Above all of these?
Yes. After recommendations, we have process. So intro, recommendations, process, then all what we just said.
Intro, recommendations, process.
And then what we just said. And then appendices.
Yeah, then appendices.
Does that jive with what everybody else said?
Yes, exactly.
That's I've written all this down as if I knew what I was doing.
Well, actually, you know, we're not too far off from being more or less done with the draft.
Well, we've got some holes.
The licensing, we'll finish this week.
Yeah.
Then
I'm not so worried about that. That's actually fairly
pretty good. The levies, we've got plenty there. We just take some stuff out.
Oh, yeah, that's slicing and dicing.
The boundaries, that won't be very hard.
Okay,
financials,
process.
We're waiting on. What's that?
The keg processes.
Keg process is done.
Is it done enough, you think?
I think for the draft.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Recommendations are the big thing. Let's face it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
verbiage around the financials.
Yeah.
And words around the financials, because I'm not even sure I would know what to say at this point.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar enough with them to highlight the things that Rick would highlight. So
right.
I can't really write that chapter.
Which is the downside of having him work on that recommendation chapter.
I know, but that's why I wanted to
just
put what he's
got. Well,
if
he's mostly done, we'll just take what he's
got.
Put
it up there and we'll
matrix.
Take it from there.
Yeah, we'll just take the matrix.
What I heard Chuck say is that he would take this shot at drafting it, but that matrix would be nice to have from Rick.
Yeah. If he would put that up there, we can take that and run with it. And I don't want to take his financials and run with it.
No.
So let's put him, sick him on that first after we get something.
So Chuck, I'm willing to work with you on the recommendation too if you want to.
Okay.
Because I feel like we've talked about it for like the last four weeks.
Yeah, but we still don't have anything really written.
Right.
And we need that. So if you guys could do that, that would be fabulous.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Because I'm going to focus on licensing and whatever I finally see.
We can meet at cease and desist in our computers. Yeah. And it'll be good by the time we're done.
We'll keep
There you go.
At it until we cease and desist.
We're just going to lock you guys in a room. That'll be the end of it. Get it done.
That's been one of the problems. No one wants to as it were, speak over other people.
Right.
And, yes.
But this is still essentially a draft, and it's there's
a lot of opportunity, although only a couple of weeks left to do this.
The clock is ticking.
The clock is ticking, but we still have time to talk about it.
We need to leave a little time at the end. If we're going to meet on the 2nd, then we're going to give them 5 days. We need to be done by that Thursday or Friday before. Yeah.
Well, the last Wednesday of this month is our final date, as it has been for some time now. I just hope we're going
to
get there.
And I need a few days to put it into a Word document, combine everything. That's going to make all the spacing nice.
Yeah, format it properly and all that.
So... Yeah, but it's more than enough time to finish this. Like, we're really not, you're not far off from being done.
Except for Except for the holes that I think we need to fill in.
Yep.
And then, and I think that makes sense, having two of you sit down and actually get together a draft on that chapter.
And encourage Rick. We need to get Rick on the financials and off of the recommendations. Just let us absorb the recommendations from him and have him wrap the words that need to be wrapped around the numbers.
Yeah, I think if we take a stab at it, then he can look at it. And
Once you have something for him to look at, he can then feel comfortable that he's had his input too. Right. So that won't be a problem.
And what do we decide about the terms, the definitions page? Did you guys decide you wanted that at the end with the appendix or at the start?
My feeling is it goes at the end just because it's a reference piece, but I don't know. It doesn't.
That's where I'm at.
I frankly don't want to delay their getting to the recommendations that they really want to read the book about. I mean, to have too many things in front of that, slows them down.
So I'll do a terms and then appendix at the end. If we have time,
yes,
I can do like a bit of an index, but only if I have time.
Well, if we get this all done in time, when you're putting the Word document together,
then like an
index it.
Only if there's time.
But if you have time.
That's a luxury item right now.
I would suggest, you want some suggestions for more definitions?
Yeah, we want to submit more of those too, for sure.
So I would define EMT and paramedic. I would define firefighter. And I'd also define a firefighter EMT and a firefighter paramedic, or even both paramedic firefighter. I think that our recommendation is at least what I suggested, is that we have duly qualified firefighter paramedics and firefighter EMTs that are employed by the whatever entity it is, so that we can meet that response that we had talked about. And so I think we need to define that.
So I don't understand fire terms particularly well. Are there distinctions? I understand there are some distinctions between firefighters, much like EMT versus paramedic. Are there different types of firefighters that we should put in this index?
I wouldn't worry so much about that, but I mean, if we're going to define an EMT and define a paramedic, you should define what a firefighter is.
I think the definition of a firefighter can include, there's wildland firefighters.
Right.
You can just throw that into the definition. It doesn't have to be separately identified.
Yeah, you don't need to do a structural firefighter or a wildland firefighter.
Do you have a reference you can use? Because I think the problem Nathan, I'm hearing Nathan say is he doesn't know anything about firefighting.
Yeah, I don't know. Right,
which kind of is.
I can do some searches and you can correct it if it's wrong, but
Well, that's another thing. If you want him to put it down there, then you can just look at it and see if you like what he says. That's an alternative.
Okay. I'll find something.
Is there a job a little bit? Does Washington State have a personnel guy with just job descriptions or
I can look at the Washington Firefighter Association. Yeah. And honestly,
I'm sure they do. I just can't point you to it. Because there are a lot of firefighter associations. Mm-hmm. Fire Chiefs Association probably have a lot of this stuff.
You can go to the State Department of Personnel and look up the job classifications. That's another way.
Yeah, there are ways to find those.
What about like?
We don't want to get too detailed. I want to summarize this into a few lines, if we can.
What about like DNR? Do we need something there about wildfire response or DNR?
Not
Do we refer to it in
You might define DNR.
Yeah.
Abbreviations, though, because if we do make reference to DNR, which we might.
Okay. If you think about the terms, and you have it, you know, just email me, even if it's just simple email, it says the term and the definition, I can throw it in there, or, you know, even put it in directly.
You may have noticed I rewrote Levy Lidlift.
I did.
Okay. That's a very tough topic. Yeah, to get concisely down in five lines.
Did a good job.
And I wanted to be as clear as it could be, so rewrote that pretty completely.
Okay. So I can add those as well. And that was Karin's recommendation, and it was a good one to do some. And we can remove a lot of the chapters that were written by different people, start off by defining abbreviations and things like that. So we can take some of that out and save us space.
Yes, which is the extent that we do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, where there's a parenthetical, also known as.
Right.
Yeah.
Just
shuffle it back. I think I did that at a couple places.
Yeah, I'm sure we all we did that when we first started writing.
Right.
In the introduction, we'll lay out the organization of the report and can reference that definition section and key people to where to go for different things. Dan, you said you wanted to do some writing. What were you wanting to write on?
Once everything's been taken care of here, I'm just editing in and out. But I'm going to send some things to you, the benefits from both Anacortes, Skagit, and Whatcom County.
That's one
and
thing.
I might put
Where are we putting those?
I think I'm going to use, we may wind up using that to
into recommendations.
In recommendations. There may be some words.
Supporting the recommendations. What's happened in other jurisdictions?
Right. Yeah, exactly. But
so I'll do that by this. I have a number this weekend, maybe by this Sunday.
Yeah,
but I'll get that to you.
That's great.
And I'll do my first stab at it and then send you the correspondence.
Perfect.
From everybody.
There are two things in this report that aren't in this report that we spent a lot of time on. One of them is the experiences of other agencies, which is something that we worked on a lot. And I'm sure we can find places to put that if you have time to write that.
I'll put something together and you can decide where it best goes.
Yeah, because we do reference best practices. I mean, part of our work here has been an investigation of best practices. So none of this discussion was outside of, you know, operations.
If it's not obvious that it goes into one of the chapters that's in the drafts folder thing, just put it in as a supporting document. What's that other document? Has background.
Yeah.
Have you been to the web?
Yep.
Okay, good. So in there you'll find a shared folder called something like supporting documents or whatever the heck.
Something like that.
And that's where we stuff everything we found that was relevant but not necessarily stuff that we were gonna incorporate in the body of the document. It's just good reference material. So I have the EMS licensing handbook.
But a lot of those experiences.
And I put some of the interlocal agreements.
You have some stuff in there too. You have some interlocal stuff that you found. Just, you know, if you need to create a folder in there or do something that makes it obvious, this is where you find those things that you do.
And I keep backing things up, and of course, you can always view past versions of every document. It tracks every single change that ever worked. So don't be shy putting things in. But that experience of other agencies and districts. Is something we spent a lot of time on that could be really worthwhile addition. And the other thing we spent some time on, but not a lot, that might be of worth too is options after merger, the future, county, RFA, that sort of thing. People are interested in that.
Yeah.
It's not something you want to spend a lot of time on, but a paragraph on what an RFA is and how it might work or not work, that kind of thing. I mean, I've gotten some questions, are you guys going to talk about this, talk about that, and something that's come up. And that's something we spent a lot of time working on.
Yeah, you would know more about that than most of us. I'm not sure where that would go.
Yeah, they would not go to recommendations.
No.
Other thoughts, other follow-up?
Well, it could go in there as a, one reason to do this includes that you could eventually in the future go here.
It's already in a couple of the charts.
Yes.
Is it simply, simply
it's in RFA. Some charts, yeah.
And the letters appear in a couple of the charts. I don't remember whether there's a narrative reference to those.
just sort of given a sentence explanation. It's like, oh, well, you know, this is one possible advantage that's beyond our purview. Mm-hmm. But if you wanted to write something about that, there's easy places we could put that where it would fit well.
I think it's appropriate because one of the things we said early on in our process was we wanted to look not just at the merger, we were thinking about emergency services holistically.
The idea
in a sustainable long-term way,
you know, for the 10-year down the road vision of where we think it could go.
But this sets a stage so you have the opportunity.
Yes,
which most people
so it should be in the glossary. And by the way, RFA should be in the glossary. It's not.
Yes, you're right.
Since we're thinking of that.
Yeah, I know for sure. And those would be really worthwhile additions if you're up to doing some writing.
Yeah, those would be things you'd be well positioned to do.
Because you've talked to a lot of really interesting people, and you know, those experiences could be really worthwhile.
Okay.
And shed a lot of light for us. So.
I'll do it.
One of Katie's thoughts was, you might want to give Martina Nichols, I think her name is,
a call about from the regional.
A warning, a heads up, yeah. A little yellow flag thing about the fact that this might just happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know whether anything can get filed with DOH and the North Region Council in time.
Because their meeting is like that first week in April.
Their revision to their plan is supposed to be in June.
Yeah.
And if these guys in the fire district want to do this, they should spend a week or two with somebody, whoever does that, Chief Collins probably. They
mm-hmm.
should fill out the forms and send out, you know, a package to the people that need to see it soon. I mean,
and she was
in enough time.
What was that? It was the regional.
She's the North Region, EMS Council.
Yeah,
whatever her title is. I don't remember what her title is.
I'll talk to the chief about it.
You want to talk to Chief Collins about the idea of
just
getting
mentioned.
Something?
Dan's the fire rep, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, maybe the two of you should go.
Well, y'all want to bring up the idea of contacting Martina.
Because
it's really worthwhile to get on the radar in time that they don't publish a completely revised plan that doesn't include this in June.
Right.
So that was occurred to me as I was doing this licensing section. Somebody might want to do that, and I didn't really feel like I was up for
it.
I think it's a chief thing.
Yeah. Well, he heard it, too.
Which is why I shouldn't be surprised.
Do you want to go talk with him?
Sure. Do you want to go, Dan, or do you want to?
I'll stop and see him.
Well, why don't you go ahead and take the lead on that?
And just suggest that they want to get on the radar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm sure they know whoever this Marquis is.
Yeah, and he heard that.
And they need to get the message to DOH at some point.
It was a big wink, wink, nudge, nudge, hint.
Oh, it wasn't very subtle.
It was a lot less subtle than a wink.
No, I think it was pretty explicit. You got to get on
that's
the radar.
That's a Monty Python. That's a Monty Python wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah, because they're too much at the end of their 2-year revision or whatever it is.
Oh, when are you guys doing this?
Garrett? It'll make you feel any better.
Yeah.
Michael Sullivan is on top of that whole area.
Well, I know he's very engaged in that, but I don't know what he's said to him. Oh, yeah. No,
that's so
totally.
It's not going to get lost.
Well, it isn't unless we haven't mentioned it that we're coming and they aren't prepared for this when they do their plan. I mean, I don't know what Michael's
done.
I want to make sure that Michael is doing it or that Chief Collins is doing it or that Chuck or somebody gets it there because I haven't heard that it's happening yet. And it's one of the things that needs to expedite the process.
I think if we send a signal that we're urging him to do it, I think
fine. I'm sure you can
gives him a green light.
Yeah,
that'd be great. Yeah,
someday. I'll mention it to one of the commissioners too.
Yeah,
because I think the process was that the local was supposed to recommend it to the regional, because the local is the one that is providing input on the local needs to the regional plan.
Yeah.
And so, but the local was made up of all of the fire chiefs. I mean, it should be pretty easy to get those guys to say, yeah,
go ahead. Yeah, nobody's going to say no. It's just a question of do they have us in the plan or not? And if this isn't in the plan, then it's a different process, and you don't want to take the time to go revising a plan that was just adopted.
Yeah, I mean, I overheard a conversation between, I think it was Sullivan and Rick, and Sullivan was like, yeah, it's not a big deal.
But I think he would also agree that you don't want to wait until the plan's adopted and then come in. So I just want to make sure he's doing it or somebody, Collins, somebody.
Yeah, it wasn't clear, and Katie Holstein didn't seem to know, and I don't know how she would know because she doesn't know the details of what you guys have discussed, but it's not clear whether the plan would need revised extensively, but that's an answer.
It isn't extensive, it's just that it's an adopted plan, and there's a whole new process you go to revise mid-course an adopted plan. If you get into the adoption before June, you just slide right through. If you don't, then you go back and say, okay, we're going to revise the plan, which is a revision instead of part of the new plan.
It just wasn't clear to me that even if it was past the deadline that it would actually be revised, because you're not really changing any of the coverage areas.
Well,
it has to be in the plan, though.
Yeah, it's a revision to the plan, even if it's a pretty easy revision. It can be still done. I mean, and I talked to Dr. Sullivan, and he said, yeah, you can do it either way. It's just, this is a timely event here. So
it's better to do it now than later. Anyway, I just thought I'd bring it up because it's one of those things that I recognize the clock is running.
That's something you want to make sure to mention in your recommendation then, that you know, this is maybe the first thing you want to do is make sure you talk to the DOH councils.
The only thing I would say, I suppose, is that it's predicated on the idea that it's going to happen. So the commissions collectively need to agree that this is going to happen.
Right.
And then the next thing out of their mouths should be, so we're going to start the process of applying for a license. Because I think, you know, obviously ENS doesn't move no licensing.
Right. I mean, it's not at all certain that they'll take your recommendation, but it's, you know, assuming they do, then.
What I'm hearing says they're going to, so the thought is, this is the one thing that they've asked, what should we be doing to get started? Well, here's something.
An easy one.
This is an easy one, that if you think you're going this route and you know you're going to pass, then you need to start doing that.
They could probably actually take your report and use that pretty directly.
It's not hard.
Yeah.
I think, and Mark would have mentioned that, you know, Dr. Sullivan knows how to do this. It's not hard. They'll do it. He'll help.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to be a problem. It just has to happen. And somebody needs to be on top of it. And my sense is the 3rd District would delegate that to Jim Collins to do. I know we always delegated it to Frank Gibson. So, there you go.
All right, well, we have some immediate action we've got to get done. Because everything's queued up behind it, so.
So next week you're going to work, you're going to have a draft of the recommendation, you're going to go over that.
Yeah, and I would hope that maybe you'll have some words with the financials.
Yeah, I'm hoping we can essentially adopt that so we can start to finalize everything.
So if we were to plan how the remainder of the meetings were going to be used, how would that go? You've got three meetings left,
is that what it is?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, essentially, the next meeting would have to be our adoption as close as we can get to a final recommendation and agreement on the benefit or values piece as we can get. Because if we can get that done and be in agreement, then our remaining sessions is really just cleaning up and editing the document to make sure it reflects the work that we've done, our agreements as a group, and that's it. I mean, we've essentially kind of run out of time.
So on 313, you've gone over the main recommendation of the chapter. You go back, you make your edits. What are we doing on the, what would you do on the 20th then?
My sense is that the content that we want to approve is the intent and the meat of the matter, but not the words necessarily. We can still edit the words the next between next meeting and the meeting after next, so that we get prettier or better or whatever.
Yeah.
I would say that we want to accept what the recommendations say, what the, you know, process says, what these other things say, but that the words are not cast in stone yet, because there will probably still be things we want to write or draft differently or something, but without changing the intent of the section.
That's right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Am I making sense? Am I making sense?
It's every editor's nightmare is the last, after things are put to bed, and somebody comes along and says, well, let's just make this one change, and that one change has ramifications.
For everything? Yeah.
Oh, my God. So I would suggest that you say, okay, after the 20th or some day, that's it for changes.
Yeah.
Unless they're just
simply
copy editing corrections.
I would say the last meeting that we'd have on the 27th is to talk about who's presenting what at the...
Yeah, orchestrate the meeting on Monday. Monday, Tuesday. Yeah. It'll be, Yes, so you're right. The document will be done by then.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So are we ever going to... So how are we going to make sure that each remaining chapter gets reviewed? Are you just going to delegate it out to different CAG members to review? Are you going to sit down and go through each chapter in a meeting?
I mean, I think it's incumbent on all of us to read the document.
I think we should all read it.
At that point in time.
Can I suggest that it's much easier for you to do it out of the file? Don't take up meeting time.
Unless
you have specific issues or... and even if you have suggestions, you can forward those to Nathan, and he will use his judgment and put them in or not. But once you sit down at the meeting table, there's a lot of discussion and a lot of discuss and no thank yous, and it goes on forever. Mm-hmm.
So I would agree that everybody should read everything and come with comments if they have any.
And pre-submit as many as you can.
And submit what you can beforehand, hopefully.
And then we'll identify if there's any problem ones that are kind of a fundamental
issue. Well, if Nathan says, wait, that changes things too dramatically, maybe we should talk about it or something.
But
we'll talk about it at the meeting. But generally speaking, I think everybody should have read everything. Everyone should have read everything, frankly.
Well, we'll have to go back and reread it again.
So. I would go back because edits happen. Yeah. Edits are happening right now.
Sure.
So that's fine.
Yeah. Okay, so everyone reads everything.
Yes. And brings comments.
Mm-hmm.
And after, not the next meeting, but the meeting after that, it's done. So there will be no more comments 2 weeks from now.
Yes.
After 2 weeks from now, there will be no more comments that you get to make, so you better get it in before then.
So the 20th. So the 20th really is the last day.
That is the last day for any input that's going to affect anything. Okay. So that you have time to put it together the following week.
Okay.
And we have time in the next meeting to say how we're going to present all of this.
All right. So should I bring, last day for input, so should I bring a set of printouts of the whole report that day, or what do you?
I hope not.
Yeah.
I mean, can't we read it online? It's not that hard.
I think some people prefer to do it.
Whatever.
So, but...
If anybody wants pronounce, I guess, they can prove it, too.
Okay. I mean, I haven't gotten a ton of feedback. I know, George, you've worked really hard on some of these chapters.
But I've not printed a page.
And Chuck, you reviewed the CAG process chapter pretty carefully and made changes.
Yes.
Made that into your thing. And so, really...
And thank you for that, by the way.
We just need to
simplify
the levy chapter, add in the boundary chapter, finish license.
Karen, are you doing the boundaries, moving stuff thing that we just talked about? You're going to do that, or are you going to have Nathan do that?
I can do that.
That we want to see, so sooner is better, as usual. and the licensing thing is in the works. It's just the recommendations there.
Okay.
That's the big
question.
All right. It's the thing.
That's the thing.
Thank you for humoring me. I think I fixed my mind and I'll just keep going.
Good. It's 2 weeks.
can be done.
It better be done.
It will be done.
It's the only way it's going to be done. Yes. So it shall be good. So it shall be done.
The Ten Commandments.
Charles S. Yeah. Yeah, that was
that was it Charles? Charles? Yeah.
The Rams, you've got to put Rams.
Rams, that wasn't Charles.
Yeah. It was Heston, right?
No, Heston was Moses in that.
He was Moses. Oh, that was the old Brenner or somebody who. Anyway.
All right. Well, I think
Rams, that's the quote.
I think we're adjourned because we've got a lot of work to do.
Yes, right. And we're getting off topic, so it's time to go.
Sounds good.
Excellent. What's your schedule like?
I have to go to